What is the best advice you can give someone planning on starting one? Oh man, well, for me personally, the list is endless because I have made over 22 years, probably every mistake that an entrepreneur can make. Have I learned from them? I sure hope so. If I haven't, then I'm showing other entrepreneurs how to learn from them, hopefully. But probably the best advice that I can give someone who's planning on starting a business is to actually understand what business you're in. A lot of times what will happen is an entrepreneur will start a business, they'll think that they've got it all figured out, they think it's the product or the service that they sell, and that's the business that they're in. And the truth is, the business they're in is actually the solution that people are buying, and people pay money for a solution, and depending on how well they experience that product or that service delivering the solution will depend on how much they're prepared to pay, and even more importantly, how much they're prepared to disproportionately pay if it's a great experience. And so the simplest example, I think, would be someone looking to purchase maybe an Apple iPhone versus a flip phone. The Apple iPhone might cost 700 times more, but it also gives the customer a better experience for what it is they're looking to do, which could be communicate with their friends and their family, with the world around them, take pictures, send videos, send text messages, and so on and so forth. So the best advice that I can give someone who's starting on planning a business would be to actually understand the business that you're in and the problem that you're solving for your customers, and then build your business around that. Because products or services will change and they'll get tweaked, but fundamentally the solution that you're providing to your customers will hopefully remain constant. And better than that, the experience that you're delivering to your customers or your clients will make sure that you are making a pretty good margin on what it is that you're doing. And oftentimes, my experience is that entrepreneurs forget that the only reason people are paying them is to solve a problem. And you can lose sight of that so easily because it's so easy to focus on the product or the service that your business is delivering, and you want to tweak it and you want to make it better and you want to improve it. But the truth is, people aren't necessarily paying you for your product or your service. They're paying you for the solution that you're going to provide to them. And that can actually take a little bit of thought. You might have to really think hard about what it is that you might know your product, your service really well, but then you've got to be able to step back and say, okay, but what solution am I actually delivering to my customers that they're prepared to pay for? And is my business able to deliver it through such an experience that is so far better than the rest of the competitors in the marketplace that we are able to command a better price for the same thing that we deliver to customers that other competitors are delivering? So I don't know if that's the best advice that I could give a startup, but certainly that would be that'd be on the top of the list. Just to throw it in there, I think probably the other big piece of advice that I would give is that as a business owner, you really do need to understand how you make money. I know that sounds obvious. You buy a product for a dollar, you sell it for $2, and you make a buck. But it's not usually that simple. As a business, after you've started a business and then you start adding staff and you start adding costs, your business can very quickly not make money. And so you've got to be able to figure out, well, how does our business actually make money? And then as you get going, make sure that you develop some rules or some principles that keep your business on track as it grows and as it's successful, because the money you think you're making very quickly disappears and gets moved over to other things that you may not have been thinking about. So you really do need to know fundamentally, what are people paying for when they come to use us, and then how do we make money delivering that solution to them?